This is so random. But the last time I picked up Summer Moon Coffee, I just found this like really pretty road with all these like trees. And so now anytime I pick it up, I take this detour home because I just love driving down this road.
Into the fabric of who I am, in the light of every pressing dawn, you make me new again. And I believe, even when it feels like I don't know who I should be, oh, I believe in a kingdom that's coming. Resurrection baked into the fabric of the plan, like season tides and even the revolutions of the land. And I believe, even if it's something that I'll never live to see, oh, I believe in the kingdom that's coming. Is pressing into time, even the material, it comes with the divine. And I believe the miraculous mundane is still begging to be seen. And I believe all this time has it been you.
Well, there you are, and welcome to February at Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host, and we just heard another wow song from John Mark McMillan. He released a new album, Deep Magic, back in October, and this is the first cut off of that album, Has It Been You? I encourage you, go get curious and check out John Mark. I'm grateful to him for making his music available for us to share here at Redemption's Table. Now here it is, the first day of February, and I am still singing Christmas songs. There's one particular Christmas carol I sing all year long because there are two words in the title of this song that are like breath to me. Two very similar words, wonder and wander. I'm talking about the song, I Wonder As I Wander. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus my Savior did come for to die, for poor ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven to sing, he surely could have it, 'cause he was the king. This song was written in 1933 by John Jacob Niles. He himself was wandering through the Appalachians in search of folk songs. And while in the little mountain town of Murphy, North Carolina, right in the corner near where Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina meet, Niles was attending an outdoor camp meeting of sorts when he heard a young girl, ragged and dirty, named Annie Morgan, sing a single line over and over again, a haunting melody of just 12 notes. Niles pulled out some recording equipment and he asked Annie to repeat the tune. Niles gave her a quarter every time she sang the line, a total of 7 times. Niles took that stirring melody, along with 3 lines of lyrics remembered by the girl, and he crafted a beautiful carol, a Christmas gift to the world from an otherwise anonymous Appalachian girl. I attempted to get permission from several sources to share the song itself, to no avail yet. So I encourage you to do a little wondering and wandering of your own to check it out if you're not familiar with it. I wonder as I wander out under the sky. That line could easily be the title of my biography. It definitely is a major theme of my life. Wonder. Inhale. Wonder often catches your breath. Exhale. Wander. One wonder leads on to the next. Wonder feeds our souls. God, our Creator, did not paint a boring landscape. We need only look around to notice. I mean, just in January alone, these 1-second images or brief musical interludes were recorded in my daily gratitude journal. River fog and Spanish moss, the lime green swamp, a crazy mockingbird concert, return of the morning dove praying her song over me, pre-dawn watercolor sky, 410 freezing birds huddled tightly on a wire. You've probably heard me say this. We live continually on the periphery of Eden, I believe, right outside the glass darkly that 1 Corinthians 13 describes. Heaven is that close. It is the breath of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit that fogs that glass. And that's just the beauty of nature around us. I haven't even touched on people, those around us who bear the imago Dei, the image of God. As C.S. Lewis wrote, there are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Last week, I sent out 3 questions to 8 different persons, each person dear to me, and I purposefully chose them because I valued how they might have responded, and also in anticipation to hear what they would say, how it would teach me. The 3 questions were, how often are you struck with wonder? What evokes wonder in you? And do you connect deep wonder and curiosity with worship and awe of God? Now, of the 8, only 1 responded, and I could not be more delighted, because of the 8 invitees, she is the one I cherish the most. She's my daughter, Lauren. Lauren Myers, barge to her friends. I was really hoping she would respond, especially after I saw a video she posted in her Instagram story a few weeks ago.
This is so random, but the last time I picked up Summer Moon Coffee, I just found this, like, really pretty road. with all these like trees, and so now anytime I pick it up, I take this detour home because I just love driving down this road.
When I heard that, I could not help but laugh. You see, I took a new part-time position last March, and because of where the office is located, I decided to skip the interstate commute so I could drive the more scenic route through a swamp and across a toll bridge over the Alabama River. New job, new commute, new chapter, always looking for new wonders, just like God's new mercies, fresh every morning. So here's how Lauren responded to my three questions.
Okay, first question, how often are you struck by wonder? I would say probably weekly. On a good week, maybe several times. But that being said, I know it could be daily. It could be multiple times in a day. Like, it could be a lot more. And the reason I think that, I don't know if you follow Ian Simpkins on Instagram, but he talks about in, let's see, Genesis 28, he says, Jacob wakes up from a dream and says, surely the Lord is in this place and I was not aware of it. And he goes on to talk about how he doesn't want to live his life that way. He doesn't want to live unaware of the presence of God right under his nose, rush past or hurry through whatever season he's in. If God's moving, which he knows that he is, he doesn't want to miss it. And so I think that that sort of applies to wonder, that if you're looking for it, it's there. If you're paying attention, it's there. You'll hear people talk about this, like, not in the context of the Bible or Jesus or any of that, but they'll refer to it as glimmers, and that's supposed to be the opposite of a trigger, but it's just some little thing that brings you joy, and everyone agrees that when you start paying attention to those things, they show up more. Next question, what evokes wonder in you? For me, a few things. One is beauty. I'm a photographer, so just the way certain things catch my eye evokes wonder in me. I love light and shadows and things just, I think of my eyes as like little cameras. So if something looks like a photograph or something makes me want to take a picture of it, I think that's wonder. I'm a mom of two little boys. They evoke wonder in me because of their wonder. They have like a childlike wonder. And so I get to experience it secondhand, I guess. And then I'd say the third thing is science, really, like biology and physiology specifically. I, for some reason, have always been interested in this, but I listen to a lot of like wellness podcasts or podcasts about how our body works. And when you really start to think about all of it, it's kind of mind blowing that it works and like just how detailed. And I don't know, I like understanding those types of things. Okay. Do you connect deep wonder and curiosity with worship and awe of God? Absolutely, I do. And I think that goes back to like what I was talking about earlier. Like, surely God was here and I just didn't notice him. But all of these things, like if I see something really pretty, if I'm on a walk and I just notice the sky that day, or if I'm out in nature, like, of course, I associate that with God. It's his creation. Same with human beings. So if I'm sort of in awe of like how some function of my body works and like the detail and the science behind it, again, that goes back to God because it's just we're his creation. I see a lot of people talk about what worship is and what worship can be, and that it doesn't have to be, you know, just the songs that you sing in church. And I think that noticing these things and experiencing wonder, if you kind of, it's like a nod to God, it's like a way to praise God, is like noticing them and thanking him for them. Not that I always do that, but I definitely see a correlation.
Wow. I love that. Thank you, Lauren, for sharing. I believe wonder is part of the living water Jesus talked about in the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Wonder is living water that fills the tank, fills the well of our soul. We need wonder. We need curiosity. As Lauren expressed, we need to relearn wonder from our children. Jesus told us in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 18:3, unless we change and become like little children, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so many hear the word heaven and think about later. But Jesus' invitation is for the now, for today, because his kingdom has come. The entrance to it is right there in your heart. And if becoming like little children is how we enter into a wonder-filled relationship with God, it stands to reason it is how we must remain to grow in relationship, to grow to love God more once that relationship has begun. We've all heard it said, curiosity killed the cat. Maybe so. Another saying tells us the cats supposedly have 9 lives. Curiosity may have killed the cat, but the lack of curiosity, I believe, is slowly killing us. And we have but one life. That one life began in our mother's womb. It is being lived right now on planet Earth, and it will continue eternally. There was a time when you never were, but there will never be a time when you will never be. I love John Mark McMillan's question of wonder from his opening song. All this time, has it been you? The implied answer is, all this time, has it been you, God? And we will leave you today with that song. Bring somebody with you to the table. If today's episode spoke to you, it might speak to someone else. So share it with someone and answer those 3 questions for yourself. Until next week, we'll see you right here at Redemption's Table.
Miraculous mundane instinct begging to be seen.